Hello?
Thank you for calling customer service. This is Ashanti. How may I help you?
Yes, hello. I'm just calling to I'm following up on an order I placed about a month ago.
Yes, sir. May I please have your zip code?
Okay. Okay, it's 90731.
And your first and last name, please.
Carlos, and the last name is Guerra.
Guerra.
No, Guerra. Two R's.
Okay. Could you please
It
verify
was
your
for
address
like,
for me?
400 Belle Marion Drive, San Pedro, California, 90731.
Thank you. Just a moment while the system pulls up your account.
Okay.
Okay, so you're talking about the kitchen pot.
Right. Yes.
That's a sweepstakes that you entered. Sir.
Yeah, I'm listening. Go ahead, keep talking.
That's
a sweepstakes.
Yes, sir.
So what does that mean?
It means you won't receive it unless you win.
But why do they charge me then for a sweepstake?
You pay $7.95 for entry and shipping and handling.
What about the other charge for 60
something? I'm getting to it. You had 2 days. It stated in the terms and conditions at the bottom of the page that you had 2 days to cancel. If you didn't cancel within those 2 days, you will be billed an additional $67.32 every month for more entries in the sweepstakes.
Okay. How do I cancel all of this?
I can cancel it so that you won't be billed anymore, but you will still be in the sweepstakes. So if you win, you still receive it. It's just that you won't be billed anymore.
Yeah, that's stupid, don't you think? Think about that. Okay, go ahead and do that.
Okay.
For me. Y'all don't have a website?
Like a customer service website?
Yeah, like I'm trying to find out. Like I didn't know I had to call.
No, sir, we don't.
So on this sweepstakes, somebody actually, what do you win?
You will win the cookware set.
Okay, go ahead and cancel all of that for me, please.
Yes, sir, I do have it canceled. And when you're ready, I can provide you with your cancellation number.
No, I don't think that'll be necessary.
Okay.
Do you have my email too?
Yes, sir, we do.
Can you take it off of your list? Because what happened was You guys solicited me. That company solicited me. And I just looked at my email and I thought, okay, I didn't know I was paying 67. I didn't read none of that. So you guys ripped me off for 60-some bucks.
No, sir. It was in the terms and conditions at the bottom of the page. That's why I always read the terms and conditions before I purchase something so I can know what it is.
Mm-hmm. So take my stuff off of your email.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.